Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap, at the Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay. With me, Executive Chef Jacob Esko. Chef, good to see you. How are you?
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, you know, I always begin by saying cheers.
Skål.
Skål, right?
Yeah, skål.
Yeah. You must be from Sweden.
Yes, northern part of Sweden, correct.
I could tell. It was the haircut or the accent, I'm not sure. We have a special guest in the wings we're going to introduce you to in just a moment. I'm here at the Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay, the global cuisine series where rock star chefs from around the world get to showcase the best of their cuisine, showing regionality, diversity, and giving people an opportunity to come to the Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay and experience cuisine maybe they've never tasted before, perhaps never even cooked before. Before we get into the Global Cuisine Series, Chef Jacob, I have to say, welcome to Half Moon Bay.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. It's such a beautiful place.
On this day, the sunniest day of the year, it doesn't get more California than this, does it?
Oh, that's correct.
Chef, more recently, you were where? You were in Barcelona, is that correct?
Yeah, I've been moving around a lot, but most recently I was living 4 years in Barcelona, working with the Marriott company at the W Hotel in Barcelona.
From Barcelona to Half Moon Bay. Now, in Barcelona, it's always very windy, but here it's always sunny, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah, much, much better weather here.
He says with a smile, a twinkle in his eye. Chef, this is a glorious place to be here in California. The bounty of goodies you get to choose from in terms of the produce, the access to it all here. I know for any chef, this is an exciting place to be.
Oh, it is. This is a world-class place to work as a chef, but also Barcelona. So I see a lot of resemblance with the excellent quality of products and the fish, seafood, the farms, local farms, the wineries. So in many ways, it's very similar to Barcelona.
I want to go back in time, wind the clock back to your upbringing when you were growing up. Where did you grow up and who was cooking in the family? What was coming out of the kitchen and ending up on the table for dinner every night?
So I was born in north of Sweden. I grew up my first 18 years. I grew up above the Arctic Circle, so really as far north as you get in Sweden. And my dad was cooking almost all the meals. And it's very common, I think, especially in northern part of Sweden, that the men are cooking more than the women because they are doing a lot of hunting and fishing. So they are preparing the meats and the fish and so it's natural for them to do the majority of the cooking as well. So one of the dishes I ate the most was one of the products was a reindeer. We had reindeer every other day. That was the main meat that we ate was reindeer.
Was there a way that your father prepared the reindeer, one particular way that stays with you today that you preferred over all others?
Yeah, well, there was many different ones. I mean, we used all parts of the reindeer, so anything, even down to the bolognese sauce, was made with reindeer meat. But one dish was particularly, I remember, that's really excellent. And it's a very, it's a Sami dish from the north of Sweden. So it's a smoked reindeer, and it's peculiar the way you prepare it, because you use it frozen. The reindeer meat is frozen, and you carve it with a traditional Swedish knife and straight into the pan, and you saute it with onions, and you serve it with mashed potato, and so it's very interesting dish, delicious, and I remember that growing up, and I haven't had it since, so very unique dish.
Maybe tonight's the night we go in the kitchen and we put some reindeer on there. What do you say?
I don't think we won't find it here.
Chef, tell me about the first time when you realized that you had a real passion for cooking. Was there one dish that you accomplished early on and you thought, you know what, this could be my career? Was there a light bulb moment? Was it culinary school? What was it that inspired you and motivated you to go and become a chef?
I don't know if it was a light bulb moment, but since I was a little kid, I always liked to be in the kitchen. But my first years, I always baked a lot. I baked cakes and bread, and my grandmother was a diabetic, so I remember I was experimenting some recipes to do like sugar-free cakes for her, which tasted really awful. And I remember she was always smiling, eating them, and said it tasted good. So I was always interested in cooking, and so it was a natural step for me.
Out of culinary school, you went straight into a Michelin-star restaurant in Zurich. Your dream was to work in a Michelin-star restaurant. You're how old? 18 years old?
Yes. Yeah, I was 17, 18 when I moved to Switzerland, and my first job was in a good Michelin star restaurant. But back then, it was. Now you have good Michelin star restaurants in most cities, and a lot of them. But back then, it was very. In Sweden, for example, we only had a handful of good Michelin star restaurants, and they were all in Stockholm. So it was a. I thought it would be a hard goal to reach, but my first job. Well, I left the country, but I achieved it with my first job, my goal. Which,
there you go. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, exactly.
And good night.
Yeah, yeah. I should have retired, but I didn't.
Stick with it. Here's the good news, Chef. Your journey, your culinary journey, would take you to Gothenburg, a restaurant, 28 plus. You pronounce it?
Yes, 28 plus. And this is one of the top restaurants in Sweden. It's the restaurant who held a good Michelin star for the longest time. It's probably around 20 years nonstop and consecutive years with a good Michelin star. And that's actually where I met or today's guest chef, Johan Björkman. So we worked together there for a brief moment before I moved along.
And here we have our chef right here with us. I'm going to say cheers to you too, Chef Johan Björkman. Good to see you, Chef. Cheers. Or?
Skål.
Skål. There we go.
Skål.
Mm. Chef, we can't drink alone. Come on, let's all drink. Skål. Let's drink together here. Mm. Okay, Chef, wind back the clock. There you are at 28 plus, Gothenburg, working with this grand chef right here. How was he to you? Was he good to you?
He was good to me. I was younger than him, actually, at the moment.
I'm oh, that was tough, wasn't it, Chef? Younger.
Yeah, he came from... he has been out in Europe, been working, and I was, like, coming from... not crappy restaurants, but other type of restaurants. Sure. Than, yeah. So this was my first Michelin star restaurant. And so
was that a big deal to you at the time?
Yeah, it was. Actually, the first customer that I've served at 28 Plus was the guy Michelin.
Good Lord. Yeah. Wow. Were you quaking in your boots a little bit?
Oof, we had
sweat off your feet and brow?
It was a slow night, and he came just walking. The first customer at the minute after we opened.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
And what was his reaction at the end of the meal?
Yeah, he came in the kitchen and told me, I'm from the Guide Michelin, and you're still in the book.
Good. That was a relief, right?
Yeah, that was a relief.
Yeah. We love that you're here. I love that you're reunited with an old friend, a young friend. The Global Cuisine Series has brought you to California. Is this your first time to California, first time here?
I've been here before.
Yeah. What's California and this region, when you think about the Bay Area, Half Moon Bay, San Francisco, as a chef, what does it mean for you to be here?
It means a lot. I think when I think of California, it means like fresh food, a lot of seafood, a lot of vegetables. You have the season. In Sweden, now it's like February, January.
Yeah.
We don't have anything. We do fermentation.
Oh my gosh, I want to give you a hug. We have nothing.
We use our fermentation. We do a lot during the summer that we can use now.
Yeah.
So it's like fermentations, vinegar, we do our own oils, salt, everything.
So isn't that interesting? You know, as a chef, what the garden grows really dictates what's going to be on your menu. And so you get the bounty from the summer, and you save it, and you now have your time to make your sauces or whatever it is you want to make in the downtime when nature's not doing much outside. You're still doing a lot in the kitchen, right?
Exactly. But here you got everything. You got lemons and oranges, and the season is like the berries is fantastic. Even the berries we have here for breakfast is like super good.
Well, we're very spoiled because we have some of the great produce here. Farmer John, have you met Farmer John yet?
Many times. Yeah. He's a great guy.
So the relationship with the farmers, the fishermen, as you know, and the purveyors is important. And here, they're all right there in your backyard. Chef, to come here to the Ritz, Half Moon Bay, the Global Cuisine Series. Joyfully, I got to be in your class this morning. You taught me things. You know how to fillet a fish.
I do. Or do you think I do? Yeah.
Yes, you do. It was really cool. It's always cool to see a chef work because you guys make everything look so effortless and so easy. How was it to have an old friend here in the kitchen today?
It was great. I mean, all this Global Cuisine Series guest chefs, it's great. Of course, it's special to have an old friend from Sweden to come here. This is the first time we fly in a chef, an international chef from overseas. So this is a unique weekend.
Business class, right? First class all the way, yeah?
All the way.
Let's talk about what we learned this morning. We had the great thing about the Global Cuisine Series is folks get to come, they partake in the class, they cook the dishes that are then served for the lunch. You get to sit with a chef, a joy to sit and have lunch with you. Let's talk about the fish first that you worked with this morning.
The turbot. It's like a big, how do you call it, flat fish?
Yeah. It almost looks like a stingray, you know, the stingray. And there's more meat on that fish than I realize. It's, in parts, there's a decent body on it.
A little part of this of the fish we use as false stingray at the restaurant. We deep fry it with some tartar sauce. Oof. And we use it in a bar, so it's like the full stingray.
Yeah.
So it's very similar.
I'll be at the bar waiting for that later today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So that first dish, you did this great sauce to go with it that you put in the blender. Talk me through the process of that.
Okay, you make like a mayonnaise, but instead of the eggs that you normally use, we use oysters.
Yeah.
So we normally use Swedish oysters, but now we got oysters from here.
Yeah.
And you blend it with a little bit of Dijon mustard and lemon and some natural oil, a little bit of salt. And the protein in the oysters combine.
It's a little taste of heaven. Yeah. There really is. And everything just tastes better with bacon, Chef, doesn't it?
Oh, well, I love bacon. Yeah, it makes everything better.
You see how excited he got there? His eyes lit up. Everything does taste better with bacon. Artichoke. Who knew there were so many ways to enjoy artichoke? Your artichoke chips, the Jerusalem artichoke chips. Again, a little taste of heaven right there.
Yeah, artichoke is like we use in the south of Europe. You use a lot of artichoke, but in the north of the north countries, we use Jerusalem artichokes, and you get a similar flavor of it. But we made a puree with a little bit of cream, and we made some chips. And the secret with the chips is to deep fry it with lower degrees of the oil.
Yeah, Chef, well, I love the texture. I love the flavors. I love the balance. I love the brightness with the citrus, the crunch of the chips, the freshness of the fish. And I know for you, you have a less is more philosophy where you're happy to just cook with a few ingredients and let the ingredients do the talking as best they can, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the secret of that we use at the restaurant. Because we are in Sweden, it's really expensive with the salaries for the chefs. So we have to like do our best on like Friday, Saturdays when we are fully booked. So because that's the days we have most customers.
Sure. Wait, you pay your chefs well in Sweden?
Yeah.
Why are you here? I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Ritz Carlton's very good to them. Very good to their team. So, Chef, for those who don't know about your restaurant, Koka, in Gothenburg, tell me about the cuisine. How would you define the cuisine at your restaurant?
Like New Nordic cuisine, I would say. because we use ingredients from the area, and we mix it up with like old techniques, but in a new way. Yeah. For instance, we use like the dessert we made for lunch today. We used mustard seeds,
yeah.
And that's normally not something you use as a starter or on a hot dog or anything. Yeah. But
let me tell you, I never imagined I'd get excited about mustard seeds. I would eat those instead of a bag of chips. They were so tasty.
Yeah, they are really nice. And we can mix it up. We have done dessert with like raw egg yolks, and we have done it with mushrooms. Yeah. And and we can use like rhubarbs for the first course on a menu,
sure,
with raw fish. And so we try to like twist the concept a little bit.
Three terribly tasty courses. Chef, what was your favorite thing of all the things that were cooked today? What did you enjoy most, and what did you love about the menu that Chef prepared here?
Well, like you said, they were all really delicious. The turbo was amazing. It was really amazing. I really, truly enjoyed that. And the oysters. The oysters also fantastic, but also the dessert. I don't have a favorite. They were all really, really great.
High praise from your good friend here. Folks, if you want to be a part of the Global Cuisine Series, we're going to connect you with a website. We're going to share the recipe with you for that turbo, that supercharged fish with crispy Jerusalem artichokes and that bacon vinaigrette, everything just better with bacon. We'll connect you so you can sign up for the series. It really is a wonderful thing that, Chef, you're bringing chefs from all over the globe, and we have some from our backyard here in the Bay Area. When you drop a couple of names there, why don't you?
Well, the next one is in end of February. We have Suzette Gresham, who's the executive chef of the Acquarello, the two-star Guide Michelin restaurant here.
30 years she's been doing amazing things at that restaurant. If you can survive in a restaurant for a year, you're in good shape. But 30 years is pretty impressive, right?
Yeah. It's impressive. Yeah. And we have many other great chefs coming every month. So it's going to be a really exciting year.
Yeah, we'll connect you with the website. Chef, thank you to you and your team for being so hospitable, for bringing us here. Chef Johan, if folks want to come and see you, how tough is it to get a reservation at your restaurant in Gothenburg?
Text me on Instagram.
Text you on Instagram.
I fix it for you.
Sure. I'll meet you on Instagram. Yeah.
Go to the back door.
At the corner of impossible and no hope. just kidding. All right. Chefs, thank you so much. So much fun. And thank you for being with us today on what I have to say is probably the windiest day I've ever experienced in California, which is why we're indoors. I also want to give a little shout-out. We enjoyed some great wine, some Lioko wine from Sonoma. And folks who want to sign up for the series, of course, Ritz-Carlton, they'll take good care of you. You get to stay the night as part of this package. And, of course, it's a wine-paired lunch, and you get that great cooking class as well. Chef Johan, Chef Jacob from the Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay. I'm Leah Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Last time.
Skol. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.